The next two pieces, let me make sure that I know this, that I know for sure what we're doing next. The next two pieces are kind of exciting for me, and not just because I wrote them, because that's what I do. I've done that a lot for a lot of years, so that's nothing new. But it was about 6 years ago that there was a building formerly at the Elmira prison camp was reconstructed. It was tucked away in somebody's barn for 140 years, and they reconstructed it near the site of where it likely was when it was originally part of the prison. And somehow I heard about this, and I thought, I gotta be there. I wanna see this. And so I went there and I saw it, and apparently that idea festered in my head, because when we were awarded this great composer in residence grant at the beginning of the summer, my first thought was, ooh, Christmas music from a prison camp. Absolutely, gotta do it. They were there for the Christmas of 1864, and it was not a Christmas season like this one. They had 10 inches of snow fell in October of that year, and the snow never really went away. They had warm days and cold days, but the snow never really went away. There was a little bit of a thaw on Christmas Eve, but then the snow started again on Christmas Day. So it must have been absolutely beautiful, unless you were a prisoner, or unless you were part of Park Church and worried about the prisoners. Because what I found in my research was that not only were the prisoners living lives inside the prison, it wasn't like they were being locked up in solitary confinement. It was like a village inside the prison. Not a happy village, but a village nonetheless. And the people of Park Church were concerned enough about them that they were writing letters to the prisoners. The prisoners were writing letters home. The Park Church folks and others in Elmira, I'm sure, were writing letters in support of the prisoners. What can we do for you? So these next two pieces are the result of that research. And much of the material is coming directly from those letters and some of the diary entries that were written at the time that the prison was operating. And it was just that one Christmas. And I hope that you get some sense of what it was like, both for the people in Elmira and for the people in the prison.
Yeah.